Welcome to Earthwise, reflections on earth-based spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the loon. While canoeing out on the pond recently, I heard the call of the loon for the first time this season, which for me is always one of the most dramatic confirmations that spring has definitely arrived. But for Native American peoples, the loon was also seen as a rescuer and a transporter from one dimension into another. There is a Huron legend about the sky goddess Ataensic, who one day was out walking in her sky realm when she came upon a plant she had never seen before. When she pulled it up to examine it closer, a hole was made in the ground, and through this hole she could see a vast expanse of water below. And so intent was she on staring through this hole that she lost her balance and slipped and started falling through the air. And it happened that a loon who was flying by looked up and saw Ataensic falling from the heavens. And so the loon decided to catch her on its back. And calling in its eerie voice, the loon summoned other creatures to help. For the call of the loon can be heard over great distances on the water. Soon they all had gathered together to decide how to help Ataensic. Snapping Turtle invited Ataensic to stand upon her back, and the other animals said that Ataensic must have earth to stand on. So in turn, each one dived to the bottom of the sea to gather some earth. Beaver, muskrat, duck, and frog tried to get some earth, but without success. Then loon, who can dive deeper and longer than any other creature, finally succeeded in bringing up some earth, and Ataensic set about spreading the earth over Snapping Turtle's shell. The earth then grew and grew, spreading meadows and forests, and creating Turtle Island, where we all live today. The loon is considered to be one of the oldest species of birds in North America. Ojibwe lore tells that the loon was the first creature to come north as the ice receded after the Ice Age, just like they do each spring after ice out. And Canada honors the loon as its national bird and puts a flying loon on its dollar coin called the loonie. Loons are large birds, over 2 feet in length. They spend most of their lives on or under the water, where they can dive as deep as 200 feet and remain underwater for as long as 5 minutes. From my canoe, I watch them duck into the water and finally reappear many minutes later, far off down the pond. Unlike most birds, whose bones are hollow, loons' bones are solid, which enables them to stay submerged. A loon's legs are placed so far back on its body that walking on land is difficult, so they make their nests at the water's edge. Both parents share the task of sitting on the eggs, which hatch in about a month. And as soon as the down is dry on the backs of the baby loons, they enter the water with their parents. Often you can see the baby loons riding on the backs of their parents as they acclimate themselves to life on the water. Loons are good flyers, too, but unlike other birds, they cannot take off from land. Instead, they must run across the water, rapidly flapping their wings until they can finally lift off the water. In early fall, I have often watched loons practicing their takeoffs day after day as they get their wings in shape for their fall flight out to the ocean. But perhaps most memorable is the call of the loon, which many consider to be the true call of the wild. Norwegian lore says the loon's call is the voice of those who have drowned. In Siberia, it is said that the loon's voice marks the ascent of a soul heading for the afterlife, riding on the back of a loon. Algonquin lore tells us the loon, called Quemu, was the messenger of the culture hero Gluskabe, who taught the loons their eerie call so they could carry sacred messages to the creatures of the earth. To me, the call of the loon represents the compelling voice of nature. And each spring, I love to get out on the water and listen to their beautiful song floating over the water, and reflect on how its age-old meaning of rescue and transformation to another dimension applies to my life today. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.